That's kind of weird. Kind of funny what we're feeling now. We start up, we end in like a week. We're not really sure like where we're coming, where we're going. Pesach was awesome. Shavuos is coming after that. What's going on? How do we make sense out of all this transition and the coming and going and leaving? And what is all this about? I think a lot of us, I think everyone would really, if we would have honest conversations about this, I think everyone would, you felt it in the air, even just the small asifa we had before the Yontif of Pesach, it was palpable. Like, when Pesach comes, it's just people are in such a spiritual high. It's such a, Leila Seder is like no other. Laila Kiyoyim Yoyer. There's no, that night is like a day. There's just like, you don't know if it's daytime or nighttime. That's why I thought Pshat in the Haggadah is, and the Talmidim telling their Rebbeim, Yigiyaz Man Kriya Shema Shel Shach, what's Pshat? They didn't know? Like, what's Pshat? They just stomped, they were just in a closet, they didn't. Pshat is that there was such iris from that night. They had such a, it's such an experience. The taka was hard to tell. You know, what's really daylight and what's you know, when you illuminate your existence, so you're transcending the natural light, and it's tough to differentiate. So everyone has that experience on the Laila of Leila Seder. And then comes the next day, right? Some of us even in Eretz Yisrael, right? Some people, you know, I'm sure some people here kept one day. Nativ, they kept one day. You know, you're already starting the Avodah Mimachras HaShabbos. Is to do the Sfira. Actually, here some Haggadahs even have the minhag to say Sfira at Leila Seder. Like, what's this transition of going from the night of Leila Seder, this awesome night, this unbelievable night, into Sfiras HaOmer, which is what where we find ourselves right now. And this is not just it's not just post Pesach. Here we just call it post Pesach. But the emphasis is that's a mistake. It's also pre-Shavuos. So I don't like the phrase post Pesach because it's also pre-Shavuos. Like the Ramban writes that the yamim that we're experiencing right now are a juncture, are yimei bein Pesach l'Shavuos, are have a din of chol hamoed. That they're the 2 days, the first day is the second day, right? You split your in-laws, right? First day is Pesach, Shavuos, right? So these are the days of chol hamoed. These are hefker days. You can go back home now. But that's really the setup of Pesach and Shavuos. But what does all that mean? What does all that mean to you? Rabbi, I think there's a very important message. There was a chassid that came to his Rebbe, the Karlina Rebbe, and he said, you know, in my youthful days, I was feeling it more. I was more connected. And now it's just so much harder. Anytime I used to come, Yontif, I would just to visit the Rebbe, you know, I would be on a high. And now it's just, I'm not feeling it the same way. So the Karlina Rebbe said, I'm going to explain to you what's happening. And I'm going to give you the following mashal. He said to him the following story. He said there were two brothers, and one was wealthy, one did well, and one was struggling. And the one that was struggling, you know, was working to make a parnasa, and it just wasn't working out. And he was working very hard, until finally he got to his last, you know, pieces of wheat. Couldn't do it anymore. And he finally went to his brother, and he said, you know, can I have something? And his brother gladly gave him, helped him support. And he gave him the money. And then, a year later, he ran out of the money. And he said to his wife said, so why don't you go back to your brother? Why don't you go back to get more money? So he said, I can't. Because when I go back to my brother and he finds out what I did with the money, so then he's not going to give it. He said, I don't have the ability to ask anymore. If I would have, it came to the realization, if I would have invested it, if I would have planted, if I would have tried to make more crops, and he would have seen that, so then I have the ability to ask, and he would probably give more, and we would be successful. And I would probably even be okay on my own, but even if not, I would be able to go back. But now that I just used the money and I let it just dollar by dollar leave the bank account, and I never thought towards the future, I never tried, I never put in the effort to invest it, so how could I even show my face? How could I even ask? How could I even try to get the new money? So the Rebbe said the same thing over here. You see, you had those original days in your youthful times used to come, and you used to get those oros, you used to get excited, but you know what started happening? You just started a trend that you just let things dissipate. You just let things fade away. And there was like a limit to what type of ashpah that you're going to get if you're not going to invest those oros. You're not going to invest those feelings of isaris to try to actually make a kinyan on that for your life. There's a limit to how many years that could last. Nochashana Aleph. How long could that exist? You didn't make a kinyan. Nothing happened. And now you're at that point after so many of those original experiences that the tefillah of the tzaddik of the Rebbe doesn't even impact you anymore. You're like that guy after so many years of not investing the crops, of not even trying to make a living on your own, and you're going to come back? The Bnei Yisoster says the same exact things exist within the calendar that we just said. It's unbelievable, Bnei Yisoster. He says you have a beautiful night called Leil HaSeder. Rabbeisai Leil HaSeder, we're wearing a kittel. The Maharal tells us the kittel is to be meramez, the big day koin gadol that are bigodim levonim to go lifnai v'lifnim. It's not a shtick. It's emes. The iris that you have, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants you on Leil HaSeder, he gives you a glimpse of what it means to live, to transcend this world, to actually reach your potential, to actually be makusher to the Eibishter, to live in a different type of existence. And why is that so? What's unique about Leil HaSeder, Rabbi Isai? That's what it is. It's a psicha. It's a dliga. The British Shalom did the same thing to our Avi Avis in Mitzrayim. He was Paiseach. He gave you a boost. A Isarusa de Leila. Unbelievable iris. But then the next night, it's gone. You just got that clip. You just saw that glimpse. And then it's gone. And what happens? Says the Bnei Sasa, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells you, now, invest it. Now start working. What does the Torah say? Mimachras HaShabbos? After Pesach? After Shabbos? Shabbos is Kviya V'kaima? Why is Pesach called a Shabbos? The only yontif that's called a Shabbos? Right? With the exception of Yom Kippur, which is Taka HaShabbos. Pesach is called Mimachras HaShabbos because what? It Taka is a Shabbos. Shabbos comes whether you like it or not. You make Kiddush, you don't make Kiddush. Shabbos is here. Bezdin doesn't have to be Mekadosh Shabbos. Pesach is also a Shabbos. It's Kviya V'kaima. It's a totally Yisairis Milamayla. We didn't deserve it. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Paiseach. Kadosh Baruch Hu uprooted us. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that gift. He delivered that night. Laila Kiyom Yar. We didn't deserve it. And then what? And then Usfartim Lochem. What's Lochem, Rabbi Yisrael? Kol HaTorah Kula. What does Lochem mean? Zok Tebrei Sosker. Lachem, Dalad mean, and what does Lachem mean? Lekachtem Lachem by Yom Arishon. You better make a kinyan on that. You better own that, midoraisa. Otherwise, you're not yoy to the mitzvah. You have to be koinit. You got to work. Day by day. Shlav. 49. Get back
to that original point of what you saw in that video, in that picture, in that display, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the heavens and gave you, allowed you to touch, allowed you to taste what it means to exist, connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what it means to live a life of chumras, to live a life that I'm even going to wash on a tibula b'mashke, something that I'm not makbid on any time during the year. I'm going to wash out my coast every time I pour wine in there. I don't ever do that any Shabbos. What in the world are you doing? Kadesh Yishol HaTinokos, who are you? Ma'avid HaZayis Lachem, asked the Rasha. This is you. Yismach Yisrael says, I saw you last night, the Rasha says. You weren't wearing a kittel. You were on what's it called, Avenue. You were at this place. Ma'avid HaZayis Lachem, how are you pretending to pull this shtick? To be with a white kittel and all this silver and now talk about God and Ilu Lo Itzionu. You don't even know anything about this. You don't connect to your ancestors. Ma'avid HaZayis Lachem. This is Lachem. Yeah, this is what I can be. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demonstrating to me. Rabbi Yisai, listen to this Hafla Dika Vart from the Rebbe Rabbunim. Moira Dika Pshad in the Pasuk in Koheles. The Pasuk in Koheles says, in Perek Zayin, look it up, Al Toymer Mahoya Shehayomim Harishoinim Hayu Toivim Me'ela. I'm going to repeat the pasuk. Al toimar, mahaya, shahayomim harishayim hayutayvim me'ela, kiloy mechachma sha'alta alze. Sometimes a guy, exactly like the story of the Karlina Rebbe, a guy says, "Ah, those were the years, the younger years." Shana Aleph, when things were simple. Those were the days. Mahaya la yomim ma'ile. Where are these days gone? What happened? Says Koheles, listen to what Koheles says. Kiloy mechachma sha'alta alza. You were a shoyel, says the Rebbe Rabbunim, on those days. You see, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you sometimes this unbelievable hysteria. You get into it, right? We flip out. We have that unbelievable zone. We're in this good zone, right? And we think, those were mine. Those were my days. Those were the Yomim HaRishonim, the Yomim HaYomim. Those were my days. What happened to those days? Says the Rebbe Rabbunim, Koheles tells us, Sha'alta, you were a shoyel on that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lent you those days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a gift to see what you have the capability to make a kinyan on. So now just don't look back and say, what happened to those days? I'll tell you what happened to those days. You never invested the wheat. You never planted the crops. You never did anything with it. You never counted Sfira on the second day of Pesach. Immediately after the day of the She'elah. Immediately after the glimpse. Immediately after that Laila Ki Yom Yor. That the Oiris HaShamayim are coming out. What do? I start with a Kenyan. And I recognize that what? That the only thing real and true in life, only growth that is real, that is my Moshe's dick, is if I start a Sir Soimir. Is if I actually start building. If it's I recognize that what? The only true growth is struggle. Don't ask about those days. Those days were when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifted to you, lent it to you, to show you what you can do, to show you where you can be, to show you what your potential is. But if you're not going to now transition in to this Chol HaMoed, to this Sviras HaOmer, to a matzav of making kinyonim, of struggling, of bringing it into regular weekdays, Rabbi said, there's no kedusha on these days. What in the world is the Ramban talking about Chol HaMoed, Shmol HaMoed? What is he talking about? What kedusha is in these days? A kedusha of making a kinyan. A kedusha of achana, of taking what's possible from Pesach, from what the Rabbeinu Shalom showed me according to the Bnei Yisoschar on that night, relevant to me, and it's not fake, it's possible. And I could be with that kittel. I could be washing that coast. I could be on the highest level. and taking it now where? Into the struggles, into YU, into the stressed out areas, into finals, into a difficult matzav. And then you can come to Shavuos. Wherever a boy say, according to this, the MS's, person could grow higher here than he can in the TIF. You know why? Because it comes as a Kenyan. Because it's not just Iris. Because it's not just lent to you. But I say this all the time. My Talmidim know this. It's no great shakes to flip out in Eretz Yisrael. It's not impressive. Fakert. The cash is on the guys that don't get into it. Well, something's going on here. You know, like that's like the trend. That's it. The real growth, the real emes tiku svartim lachem, is in the weekdays, is after Pesach, is post-Pesach, and now make it a pre-Shavuos, is what happens when things are not so peachy. What happens when I got to work out the starim, I got to work out the kviyas itim, I got to work out all the difficulties when there are people that are different than me. What happens when I have a hack in the dorm that is different than me, with people that are not necessarily my chevra? Where do I go? I can turn right or I can turn left. I have an opportunity. I have 10 minutes now. I can waste some time or I can run to the base medrash. Where do I go after class? Where do I go before class? Here are the questions. Here is where kinyonim are made. Rabbi Sai, we just made a bracha on Paris Eilon in the month of Nisan. When does the bracha, when do the Paris exist? It's unbelievable the way the Rabbi Shalom made the Teva. The trees begin to sprout when? After the storm. After the winter. Because that's real growth. Because if this tree was able to withstand the storms, able to withstand the struggles, that's a Kenyan. That's a Zriya. That's going to create Paris. Don't be stuck like Kahelis says, that kid who says, oh yeah, I remember when I was Shana Aleph. Yeah, I was so from then. Al Toimer. Mahalya. Kilay Machami Chachma Sha'al tells us. Because now's your opportunity to actually make it real. Your experience in yeshiva, guys, was your Leil HaSeder. Was your Pesach. And Rabbi Yisai, you had such a Leil HaSeder. Wow. They served good stuff in that Leil HaSeder. That was great. Baruch Hashem. Best hotel. Best service. And they really set you up and they showed you a glimpse. But now, I know it's different. Emes, I was talking to you guys about this. There aren't as many Rabbanim over here. I can't sit with a Rebbe for 6 hours on a Tosfos. It's not possible. It's not the same. But you could really make Kinyanim. You could really grow. You could become a real Ben Torah. And that's what your Rebbeim in Eretz Yisrael that gave you that Leil HaSeder, that Pesach, that She'ela, they believe in you. Now you just got to start counting Sefer Sayyidah. Now you just got to start making your Kinyan Ashton. Now you got to take acquisition and realize that, yes, anytime it's a difficult Nisayan, I'm not going to kvetch. I'm not going to say, oh, I wish I was back there. I don't necessarily even always have to run back. I can make a Kinyan here. I can make a Zriya. And I'm not going to say, if I would have been there, I would have been better. That's not all, that's all fake. That's excuses. You could be a great Talmud Chacham here. You could make your real Kinyan. Rabbi said, I could speak for myself. I went to Karen Biavne. My Iker growth was in YU. Why? Because of this Vart. Because this defined really, truly who you are. This really sets up your plateau for the rest of your life, your foundation for your bias that you're going to be building in the next few years, Rabbi Yisai. with the Mirtz Hashem Azivuk and having children in Mirtz Hashem. And here is where the Zrio, here's where the trees are withstanding. And it's going to be in the summer because you're going to have distractions. And everyone has it. But it's not necessarily a raya that you're not growing. But here's the Shiloh. Did you count Sfira last night or did you not count Sfira last night? Are you in or are you out? And every day builds off each other. Ritzifus. You want the kinyan to be sturdy. You don't want any of these bolts in the building at all to be loose. So I got to make sure every day and every struggle and every nisayon, I'm taking advantage of it. And I'm screwing it in tight. And Rabbi said, you're going to see unbelievable pairs. Unbelievable pairs. You're going to be able to come to the Yontif of Shavuos, not in a b'di'evit manner, not in a b'di'evit fashion. I withstood the storm. I made these days of Chol with kinyonim, shebekinyonim, shebekinyonim. They were my days. Svartam lochem, they're mine. I took the gift that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave me and I made it mine. I now came to Shavuos with a name, with a shame, with a bar kabbalah. I have a kli. What's your name? Put a label on the kli. Who are you? I'm someone who's going to be Mekabel the Torah. I'm not just another person who's eating cheesecake. I actually have a kli kibbol to receive the Torah with my name on it, labeled Tzvartam Lachem. Meiridik. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. He created these struggles, Rabbi Say. He created this tension in your life. He created the nisyonis. You know why? Because the best nachas ruach that the Rabbeinu Shalom gets is a yid and a mensch that could overcome the nisayon. Anshei kodesh tiyan lezok the kotzker. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want malachim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you. He wants you in your difficult matzav. He wants you in your ability to overcome that matzav. And then it's yours. You made a kinyan on it. I own it. And no kinyan, no real bialus or baisai comes easy. You meet those guys, or baisai. You all meet those guys, the gvirim, right? Who are you more impressed with? The gvir who just inherited like everything from his father? Or the gvir who made it happen from nothing? Who is a real kinyan on his mamas? That kid who just inherited everything, I hope he doesn't just lose it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't even know how to run the business. He just happened to get the lucky family. He doesn't barely knows what he's doing. Okay, sometimes they get trained well. They can Baruch Hashem, they can sustain it. They can keep it going. And maybe Baruch Hashem build a vayter. Okay, now he made a kinyan on that future thing. Oh, but the guy who mamish, he made it. It's his. It's his name on the company. That's his bailus. That's his svartim lochem. He struggled. He went through every difficult matzah. His business, his enterprise fell apart four times before he got to this matzah. He sweat during Sfiras HaOmer. He didn't just stay and cruise from a yontav of Pesach. Rabbeinu Shalom takes Pesach, says that, flushes it. It's gone. Done. Yontav of Pesach is over. Garnished. It's like, what? How did that happen? Just went from wow, like what? What a drop, what a low. Yeah. Because I want it to really be yours. It's a Meira de Gavart from Chaim Shmuel Evitz. A few different Gedolim have this. Tzadik says the same exact thing. We all know we just celebrated Shvi Shal Pesach. And Rashi quotes the Mechilta. Mechilta writes, what? Zekeli Vanveyu, what does the Mechilta say? Right, Zekeli Vanveyu. Masha Rasa Shifcha Alayom. Lo Rasa, Lo Ra, Yechezkel Ben Muzi. What the Shifcha and the Yam was able to see, Yechezkel Ben Muzi wasn't able to see. So we all very impressed. Everyone had unbelievable nevuah. But you know what's a bit of a pella? You know, since when do we refer to Klal Yisrael as a Shifcha?
What a strange phraseology. Shivcha alayam. Why? So you know what Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt said? You misunderstood the whole mechilta. You know what that shivcha alayam was? She's a shivcha alayam. You know what her problem is? She stayed a shivcha alayam. She was just a Pesach Jew. She just hung her hat on the oiris of Pesach, on the gifts, and she didn't want to put in any effort. And that's lo ra Yechezkel ben Buzi. It's pum fakert. Yechezkel ben Buzi did not have that glimpse. And you know what? He had a name. He was Yechezkel. Because it was through his kinyonim. And the Tzaddik writes, the Gemara Baba Basra tells us, Chacham Adif Minavi. Talmud Chacham who works, who doesn't have the Ruach HaKodesh, who doesn't have Nevuah, he doesn't have the Urim V'Tumim. But you know what he has? He has Shas, he has Poiskim. He has the ability to connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom through toil, through struggle. He has the Siyonis. He has difficulties, he has computers, he has iPhones. He has struggles in the Hamonam, in the Chevre, in the dorm. He can become a Yechezkel. He's not just a Shivcha. The Shivcha stays a Shivcha. Because what? She just relied on what? On the Pesach Oros, on the glimpse, on the movie, on the kumzitz that I had a little Osiris. And then what? Nothing. So you're going to stay a Shivcha. You didn't change anything in your life. You didn't implement anything. You didn't plant anything. You didn't make any kinyon. Oh, Yechezkel can get even to higher. Because he's not relying on it. Wherever a boy says, it's a different cook. It's a different perspective, a different focus. It's not a downer. It's an upper. It's not a post-Pesach. That's a downer. It's a pre-Shavuos. It's just a process. But in a Hanami, it's not easy. It's not easy, and it's stressful. And it's going to get difficult. And final is going to get difficult. And summer is going to get difficult in other ways. There's going to be a lot of empty, vacant time, opportunities, but no one's going to be pushing you. And there's not going to be the same peer pressure. So now, the shaila is, do you have a kinyan when there's no peer pressure? Do you have a kinyan, a svartim lachem, when the chever is not around? When it's not about your reputation? These are real kinyanim. When no one else is looking. When it's in a different matzav. This is a sviras ha'imer dika kinyan. Not when you're wearing your suit and your kittel and everyone's dressed nicely and everyone knows it's Leila Seder. When it's not so posh. When it's not so smooth. When it's not so peachy. Shmirtz Hashem Rabbeisai. We should thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. Thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for giving us this opportunity. For giving us this Sfira Sa'imer. For giving us this Chol HaMoed. To recognize that we now have the ability to make true, real kinyonim. Kinyonim usvartem lochem. And keep thinking about that every night when we say Sfiras HaOmer. Nacha avoida, nacha avoida. What am I working on this day? What am I working on next day? What am I adding to my pre-Shavuos experience? How am I going to get there? How am I going to overcome? Mirtz Hashem Rabbeisai. We will be zoiche to the most powerful Shavuos ever. And we will be sitting at a higher place then we were sitting lifnai v'lifnim on Leila Seder. Because it's going to be our seat. You know, like the little Rosh Hashanah labels, the back of the seats? That's the seats. We put labels on the seats by Shavuos, Erev Shavuos. Because I'm going to have a seat. By the Melech Malchei Amlachim that I have a label on. That I could say is mine. It's Hashem, everyone should have siyata d'shmayim. To overcome all of their nesyonos, to overcome all the difficulties, all the humps, mirtz Hashem, and persevere, and create unbelievable kinyonim, and see beautiful Paris by the yontif of Paris Ha'ilin, Rabbi Yisai, of Paris Ha'ilin, the yontif of Shavuos. Bring those fruits onto the stage in your shul in the Young Israel Woodmere. You bring it on there. Bring it on. So what the Goyin says not to? We're gonna bring it in. We're going to make brachas on our Peiros HaIlon. figuratively.
But Rabbi Yisai, Mirtz Hashem, throughout the summer, Mirtz Hashem, you're going to come next year, you're going to be on an under level, a different darg, a new gafra, with a new name. Ponim Chadoshim is Balon Dekan. Mirtz Hashem, we will take these years that we have in YU and be the greatest Talmid Chacham, greatest Bnei Torah, the greatest Yerushalayim, the greatest Balei Chesed, the greatest Menches that we can be. I was speaking to a Balabas in Lawrence. I was giving a little guidance in dating. And I was saying, you have to really realize this, and I really hold this, and it's not just because I was Nogei Bedover. I've been around the block. You know what I'm saying? I've been to a lot of different yeshivas. The MS, turn this off. The MS,